Welcome to the Central Media Office of Hizb al-Tahrir's English podcast. Press release. Gaza disavows to Allah the summit of betrayal in Riyadh and hopes that their fate would be like that of Bin Ali, Mubarak, and Gaddafi. Although the people of Gaza have always raised their voices with cries and called for help thousands of times and asked about the Ummah of 2 billion and about the brotherhood of religion, they certainly did not expect an answer from a summit like the Riyadh summit, nor did they ever count on it or the conspirators in it to be a party that would answer their calls and support their cries for help. Rather, they were certain, as the entire Ummah was certain, that these agents would fail and conspire, beg and humiliate themselves, and if anything came out of them, it would be nothing but the stench of the conspiracy against Palestine and its people, and the liquidation of its cause in favor of the criminal Jewish entity. Although one scene from Gaza was enough to move countries and armies and turn the face of the earth upside down, the Islamic Ummah does not have the slightest hope that this would come from rulers who agreed to fail Gaza in Riyadh again. The hopes of the people of Palestine were not and will not be pinned on rulers who handed them over to their killers and supported their killing, starving, and besieging, and provided their enemy with all kinds of support to keep him standing, provided him with all kinds of support to destroy buildings and their inhabitants, and erase the landmarks of Gaza. Gaza cries for help were not directed at those who let it down and sold it to the Jews, and its hopes were not pinned on them. The agents who took control of the Ummah and colonialism handed them the reins of power by force and coercion against its will. Rather, its hope was in the Islamic Ummah and its soldiers to overcome those oppressors who sharpen the knives of our enemy to slaughter us, and the people of Palestine did not lose hope in an Ummah that weeps over the people of Gaza as a mother weeps over her child and burns to support them. The people of Gaza have not lost hope that the Ummah will gather the scattered sparks of pain in the souls of its sons and the piles of anger in its men and transform them into a blazing fire in the face of treacherous rulers and regimes. The people of Palestine have not lost hope that their revolutionary nation will equate the fate of those gathered in Riyadh with the fate of Mubarak, Bin Ali, and Gaddafi. Rather, they still have hope that Allah will bring forth from this Ummah men who will turn the situation around and change the equation and say, today is the day of battle, today is the epic, today is the lifting of the injustice, today is the day of liberation. If the people of Palestine have lost hope in even an atom of aid or a glimmer of relief instead of supporting Gaza from the rulers of betrayal, they have not lost hope in their brothers and the sons of their Ummah. Even if they blame them and reproach them, is reproach except for those whom good is hoped for, even if it is delayed? Is it not time for you, O Ummah of Islam and soldiers of Islam, to live up to the expectations of Gaza and the place of the Prophet's, sallallahu alayhi wasallam's Masra, night journey of you? Is it not time for you to support Allah and His Messenger and trust that Allah will support you if you support your brothers, a victory that will advance above the thrones of the oppressive conspirators in Riyadh, a victory that will establish the Islamic State and raise the banner of Islam and Jihad so that you will be the people of liberation and the people of change, and Allah will lift the affliction through you, and Allah's victory will descend upon you, and the promise of the hereafter will be fulfilled. فَإِذَا جَاءَ وَعْدُ الْآخِرَةِ لِيَسُوءَ وُجُوهَكُمْ وَلِيَدْخُلُوا الْمَسْجِدَ كَمَا دَخَلُوهُ أَوَّلَ مَرَّةٍ وَلِيُتَبِّرُوا مَا عَلَوْا تَتْبِيرًا. And when the second warning would come to pass, your enemies would be left to totally disgrace you and enter that place of worship as they entered it the first time and utterly destroy whatever would fall into their hands. Al-Isra 17:7. Media Office of Hizb al-Tahrir in the Blessed Land, Palestine.